You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve September meeting begins this week. When it concludes, a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old, and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Wisconsin on Friday. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Four people are displaced today after a fire broke out at their home, which also houses a restaurant. The Madison Fire Department says flames started just before 10 o'clock last night in the 2700 block of Atwood Avenue. There are apartments above and a cafe below. Firefighters say all the people were out safely by the time they got there. They went back in to rescue two cats. They believe it was an electrical fire started on one of the exterior walls. There were flames on the walls and ceilings inside, too. Now there's $250,000 worth of damage. The Red Cross is helping those four residents. And an autopsy is set for today on a man who died in the Rock County Jail over the weekend. Sheriff Curtis Fell says during routine checks on Saturday night, staff found him hanging in his cell. Today, the Dane County Medical Examiner is performing an autopsy. Deputies will take that information and go from there as they try to determine a cause of death. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them. With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we debut a new daily segment coming your way every day at 11:50 called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's putting the residents of Springfield at risk, which was a town completely ignored by the American media until Donald Trump and I started surfacing some of these concerns, is that they can't afford housing, they can't afford health care. The schools have been overwhelmed, the hospitals have been overwhelmed, and they're overwhelmed because Kamala Harris allowed 20,000 Haitian migrants to get dropped into a small Ohio town of about 40,000 people, and it's completely overwhelmed the services. Now, you ask, why have I talked about some of the things that I've been talking about? Let me just say this. My constituents have brought approximately a dozen separate concerns to me. 10 of them are verifiable and confirmable, and a couple of them I talk about because my constituents are telling me firsthand that they're seeing these things.
Mm-hmm. Until we get to the part where he admits that it's just a story they made up.
Right.
Exactly. So they get,
okay.
So they get media attention.
Right. Yep. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
How exhausted are we? How many more days do we have to go?
Too many.
Another white Republican man who voted for Trump in 2016 had an AR-15. Yeah, why don't we pass a bill saying keep Donald Trump safe? Ban the AR-15.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. The Keep Donald Trump Safe Act. How about
that? I like it.
Republicans, how about that?
I like it.
Okay, so thank you, Michelangelo Signorelli. He said major media are not reporting the would-be Trump assassin Ryan Routh supported Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley this year on Axon Post. They are only reporting that he supported Ukraine and had back Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, is a Russian apologist, so this makes no sense.
Yes.
That part, first of all, you know he's mentally ill, because like, you support Ukraine and Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Russian.
Right.
Russian asset.
Yeah, right. Asset, thank you. In the 2020 primaries in posts, but in 24, he supported a Republican ticket. This is more bad journalism.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Hi. Third floor lingerie. Can we help you?
That was the phone system.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
It was. Not yours.
No, not your phone.
Oh. No, that phone.
The phone system.
That phone.
Oh. All right.
That's why you could hear it in your headphone.
Yeah. It's just alerting me that it's going to with me today.
Probably.
Okay, so he was a Trump voter. He's a white, 60-year-old white Republican guy, again, that supported Trump, and then I don't even understand. Okay, so I guess he was for Nikki Haley. So Nikki Haley supports Ukraine. It makes no sense. He's mentally ill, and he had an AR-15, and Trump was not shot at,
He
was fundraising on 20 seconds later. The Secret Service shot at him.
Right.
He fled. They caught him, so, yeah. Yes, thank you, Lindy Lee, our beloved. Trump's second attempted assassin was a former Trump supporter. His first attempted assassin was a right-wing extremist. Pelosi's attempted assassin was a MAGA lunatic. January 6th terrorists were all Trump supporters. The madman who attacked the FBI was a Trump supporter. Spot a pattern? Yeah, I mean, as Joe Walsh said, this is horrible. We should all condemn it,
sure, of course,
as the president and vice president did.
Yes.
But the fact is, no one incites more hate and violence than Donald Trump does in this country. Cut to this weekend. The only answer to do you condemn the bomb threats is yes. But he couldn't even say that.
No, he went on with Kamala Harris and California and stuff.
Do you condemn the bomb threats in Springfield? I don't really know. All I know is that those immigrants are ruining that community. I mean, he and J.D. Vance doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on this despicable racist lie.
Yep.
We just said this to Frangela in Hour 3 Friday, that we're comedians, so of course the dog and cat memes are hilarious. But underneath it is, as usual, a despicable racist lie that's going to get someone killed.
Right.
And sure enough, bomb threats, they're clearing schools, they're clearing hospitals.
Yeah. Loomer's saying it's HIV as well, that they're bringing in HIV.
Oh, my God. We talked about this with Dr. Redletter. Mm-hmm. This goes right back to the Holocaust, and Jews are vermin, and they're spreading disease. Mm-hmm. And this is, by the way, an old, like, 80s. Remember 80s, all the Haitians have AIDS kind of smear that's,
It's Clyde.
Clyde is barking at
clouds.
Is it dangerous lint?
Well,
or
she's right here.
Oh, okay.
She will. Let's just say Bonnie is the brains of the operation.
Well,
and if
I
there
mean...
is something really wrong, she will move. She's just like going.
She'll alert the media.
She'll alert us. When she stares, it means, oh, Clyde.
Even she knows.
That lint is not going to hurt us. Okay, anyway. Chris, who said if I have to create stories so the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do. Who said that?
The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
No. Jethro Dull. J.D. Vance.
Is that what we're calling
like
them?
That. Vladimir Futon. Okay. And Jethro Dull.
I like Jethro Dull.
I like Jethro.
And Hillbilly Vanilli.
Yeah.
Those are all good.
Snorty. Okay. Thank you, Charlotte Clymer, our friend. Reminder on gun laws in Florida. No state permit required to purchase. No firearm registration. No assault weapon law. No magazine capacity restriction. No owner license required. No permit required for concealed carry. No background checks for private sales. This guy had a record a mile long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once again, they try to take one issue like Ukraine. Oh, he must have been. First of all, a lot of sane Republicans support Ukraine, too.
Right.
That's not a, leftist issue.
Exactly.
No, it's not even close.
Anyway, anybody that expresses support of any kind for Tulsi Gabbard is clearly confused. I'm going to say mentally ill, but,
No more.
Maybe he was mad about Tulsi's debate prep. Maybe that's what it was.
That could be.
Since he had voted for Trump previously.
If I were Trump, I'd be mad, too.
Right? Okay. Also, Jody, did I dream it, or did a 78-year-old man running for president... Is he running for president in fourth grade, or is this... Mm-hmm. He actually tweeted in all caps, I hate Taylor Swift!
He did.
Okay.
He did.
I feel like that might. Is there any stupider? There will, right? By tomorrow, there'll be a stupider part of the stupidest timeline.
Eventually.
Hey, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Are you never ever getting back together again?
No.
Oh, I think she added a million or two Instagram followers, by the way, since she's.
She did.
She's going to pay a price in the marketplace. You watch.
I even started to follow.
Did you really?
I even started to follow her.
Oh, I'm going to follow her then.
Okay.
How do I do that? How do I work this thing?
What do you mean, how do I do that?
I don't know how to work it. I'll find out. Okay. Thank you, Republican. Oh, God. There's such a low bar for just basic, truth and decency on the Republican side. Republican Ohio Governor DeWine said the Haitians who are in Springfield are legal. Thank you.
Thank you.
They asked them to come there to work.
Yep.
They came to Springfield to work, praising their arrival as a great resurgence with a lot of companies coming in. DeWine said the companies have said they are very good workers. They are very happy to have them here. And frankly, that's helped the economy. It's like this argument I'm so sick of being in L.A. about Mexican immigrants. Do you know the hardest working people I know? And some of the kindest and most decent are Mexican people here in Los Angeles. It's just, it's to smear a whole community like this, it's despicable. So forgive me if I have, how fast did he fundraise off the incident?
Oh God, within minutes.
Oh, yeah.
There were gunshots in my vicinity. Yeah, guess what? If you live in Florida, there's gunshots in everyone's vicinity
exactly.
because of your stupid gun laws. Why'd you hear this first? I'm safe and well.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, I was filling in good in my thought bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were.
I shouldn't laugh.
Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. Except for the several felonies that he's already surrendered for. But other than that, I'll always love you. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Cute Whitney Houston.
I know. He's quoting her.
I will. Well, she's dead, so she can't. Well, her estate can
Dolly
sue him. Not Dolly,
Parton.
Music.
Dolly Parton.
There you
Dolly
go.
Dolly Parton could sue him not to play
yes.
that.
Yep.
Okay.
Because that's her song.
That's her baby.
I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace. When has he been for unity and peace?
Make America great again.
Seriously? Unity and peace? When's he been for either of those two things?
Never been for unity or peace.
Unity. Oh, okay. Now a warning? Now we should unite. Okay. Alrighty then.
Now a warning?
Oh, here's another thing where he's doubling down on the lie about Haitians. And he always says, no one wants to talk about it. And frequently no one wants to talk about it. Why, Jody? Because it's not happening.
Right.
In Springfield, Ohio, 20,000 illegal Haitian migrants descended upon a town of 58,000 people, destroying their way of life.
No.
They've destroyed the place. And people don't like to talk about it because even the town doesn't like to talk about it. Because it sounds so bad for the town. They live there.
Didn't want to talk about it. Didn't want to talk about it. Okay. Jody, I haven't eaten breakfast yet, so maybe this is a good time to read this tweet. Frangela actually sent me this tweet first.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
This would be from Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, him.
He's
still around?
I forgot about
right
him.
Right-wing.
He's still around?
Douchebag, lunatic. They kind of all know each other, though, I got to say. Laura.
Don't do it.
It's starting. It's like right here in my throat.
I'm glad you haven't had anything to eat yet.
Laura Loomer is telling our mutual friends that her, quote, intimate relationship with the president led to, quote, the best blow of his life. His words, according to Laura.
I just think I'm gonna
die. Milo reportedly said he doesn't have any other kind of sex now because I would assume like the, you know, what's the thing that we use? The helicopter from Operation Dumbo Drop would have to be used.
Right.
Some sort of sex swing or contraption. So apparently he doesn't have that kind of sex anymore, but only the... Okay. Imagine the diaper smell just to even get in that air area. Okay. Let's, you know what?
You've just lost
57% gayer and 54% thinner. Just from that store. Okay. This is the latest one. Trump loses Electric Avenue song legal fight.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Mike reminds us, Stephanie Miller still has Electric Lesbian Zoo, though. That's true, because that's where I'm going if he wins. So, you know.
I figured a way out. A way to get rid of all the lesbians and queers. Build a great, big, large fist.
From in my heart, I am glorious.
Put all the lesbians in there.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals.
Preventing multiplication.
You know why they can't reproduce?
We'll still have to feed everyone.
Fly over and drop some food.
We're gonna lock all you Electric Lesbian Zoo. And make the fences higher.
50 or 100 mile long.
We're gonna trap all you with electric fences too. It's all here in our flyer.
Great big large fence.
Home, home, home.
And have that fence electrified till they can't get out.
Home, 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 home.
Lesbians and the queers.
And the queers.
And the
queers. And the homos. Yeah.
Yep.
Also those. Okay.
Also them too.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Guess who joins us on stage, Sexy Liberal Durham, this Saturday? Rocky Mountain Mike!
This Saturday!
Who is a rock star. Thank you, Mike. All right, we have a big shoe. Rude Pundit and JoJo from Jersey are both of our beloveds.
Well, what do you know about that?
18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Oh.
I gotta reset my stomach somehow after that story about Laura Loomer. Listen, it's good for your digestion. I'm telling you, of all of the, supplements in there, that's in there. probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha for energy. I'm telling you, what's today? Oh, today's hiking day.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to remember. I did a 40-mile ride all the way up PCH on Saturday. What was in my morning kick, you better believe it, strawberry lemonade flavor. 10 supplements in one in there. Supports my gut health, nourishes my body, helps me boost my energy, feel more youthful. Get it. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. You're going to love it, love it, love it. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred.
Taking back what? God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive live guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report. 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. One more time, SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe, ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, this was in my repertoire when I was in the Lobster Band and WCMF Rochester, my first station, everybody, home of rock and roll. Brother Weezer, Sister Sleaze in the Morning. I did I Need a Lover and also Burning Down the House.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Two songs in my repertoire.
And Pat Benatar heard you sing I Need a Lover.
And that was sad.
Yes, she watched it with a look of shock and horror on her face.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. Surprised I didn't. She didn't arrest me for murdering her song. Hello, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. So real quick, I just wanted to mention Chicago Humanities Festival is going on here in Chicago. And yesterday, I was able to go to a book reading with Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Wow.
Wow.
Neat.
That's cool.
In other news, the rest of the Supreme Court, except for the three liberal justices, is a complete and total disgrace, including John Roberts. Go ahead.
Indeed. Congratulations to Jody's mom for being nominated. She was really up against some stiff competition.
It is an honor to be nominated. That's what I'm told.
It would have been her eighth.
That is what I'm hearing as well.
She has enough Emmys.
And then the other thing, the other thing I wanted to say as well is, you know, we have to pay attention or try look deeper when they're doing floating stories that are trying to distract us. So like even the story in Ohio, and it's putting targets on the back of the Haitian residents there and really disrupting the community. They're not happy about it. But, you know, we have to, and even this assassination attempt, quote unquote, right? We don't even have the doctor's report from the first one.
Right. Yeah.
So we have to ask ourselves, what are they trying to distract us
also,
from?
By the way, Karen, just a quick one. Thelma says, Ryan Wesley Roth, not black, not trans, not an immigrant, not a Democrat, anti-vax, history of mental illness and incidents with firearms, had an assault rifle anyway, was nowhere near Trump, didn't fire any shots, Secret Service shot at him. But here we go, fundraising, playing the victim, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And then the story in Ohio. So Bernie Moreno, who's running against Sherrod Brown.
Yep.
He was one of the people, first people, to be spreading that story around. And it turns out that Bernie Moreno is another George Santos type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He has misrepresented his record, his credentials. And he also built the constituents after the Republican primary out of $9.5 million, which he turned around and tried to purchase, even though he said he divested from all of his business dealings, tried to purchase in one of the names of one of the companies he's affiliated with.
Yeah.
So, I'm
telling you, Karen,
that. So,
he has made this entire party a bunch of crooks and grifters and just corrupt all the way to the top.
Yep.
This, speaking of, you know, Karen bringing up the Supreme Court, this is so disgusting to me. Supreme Court was hit with a flurry of damaging new leaks yesterday. A series of confidential memos written by John Roberts was revealed by the New York Times. Mm-hmm. He wanted the court to take up a case weighing Donald Trump's right to presidential immunity, and he seemed inclined to protect the former president. Roberts took an unusual step at level of involvement in this and other cases that ultimately benefited Trump, according to the Times. His handling of the cases surprised even some other justices on the high court.
Yeah.
This is just corruption right up to the top.
Yep.
I mean, and it's almost shocking that it's John Roberts, it's the Chief Justice. Like, this court will go down as a just complete disgrace. All right. I can't wait to talk to Glenn Kirshner about that. It's just, okay. Carlos tweeted, as it turns out, the man who attempted to assassinate Trump, Ryan Routh, voted for him in 2016 but was disappointed with his job performance. He then became a huge fan of Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
He's a certifiable Fruit Loop. And we should point out once again another 60-year-old white Republican man gun nut.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
Who, it's hard to suss out all the layers of... How did Tulsi Gabbard get... That, as I'm telling you, that should go on a new... mental fitness test if you express any, you know, anything positive about Tulsi Gabbard right away.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, Fruit Loop. You're on the Fruit Loop meter. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Let's get rude.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Partners. Technology moves at the speed of innovation, and today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets. They're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I thought the debate was great. I thought I did very well, but I was fighting three people. I was fighting the crazy left radical lunatics at ABC, I think considered the worst, by me, considered the worst broadcaster out there. George Slavodopoulos, that whole group, they're bad. And I lost a lot of respect for David Muir. He came at me with things, and we'll go over it in a second, but I was right about the crime stats going way up. The fact is the FBI didn't report them. And we're able to keep the stats essentially flat.
Oh, Grampy. Okay. Also, George Stephanopoulos was not the moderator, but... Oh, Grandpa, Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth.
I saw it on the TV. He made fun of Muir's hair again.
Yeah.
Pardon me? He made fun of David Muir's hair. Yes. Again.
Why is Donald Trump making fun of someone else's hair?
No kidding. I don't know. Why is he tweeting, I hate Taylor Swift?
They're never, ever, ever getting that
together. Okay. There's only one way I can endure this, and that's to get rude.
Hey, rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and left Freddy.
Remember, hey, rude,
to let a
joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better, better, better.
Good morning, Rude.
Good morning.
Hiya. Let's start with...
Isn't it great to live in a country where they can say, there might have been another assassination attempt, and pretty much everyone is like, all right. Okay.
Lakota Mans...
You mean there was more potential gun violence in America?
Yes, by a 60-year-old Republican white man. Lakota Mans said, so it wasn't a Haitian immigrant that tried to shoot Trump. It was another, wait for it, Republican white man. And didn't shoot at him. He got shot at by the Secret Service. It just... And here we go, fundraising in 3.2 seconds, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know, and you know, I was listening to somebody on CNN this morning or something saying, not entirely sure that what he did was illegal yet.
Right. Florida. You're right. You can be in the bushes with an AR-15. It's not illegal. It's the law.
He wasn't in the bushes himself. That would have been trespassing, but otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just a guy with a gun that stood by a fence.
Yeah, our JoJo from Jurors, who joins us later, said, nothing says how dare you glorify violence like fundraising off it 5 minutes later. Mm-hmm. I think we're just so exhausted. Cannot wait to vote him into the dustbin of history, right? By the way, let's talk about an actual murder. Your piece that you wrote, The Joy of Watching Kamala Harris Beat Down an Old Man.
Yeah, I love that. I love that title. Oh, my God.
You just... As only you can, you summed it up better than any pundit. You said, Harris, him up good, and damn, we needed that. That's kind of sums up the whole experience.
Yeah, it was for us. That's what the debate performance was for. You know, I don't care if it swayed anybody. I care that it made us sit there and go, yeah, yes. Come on.
You said someone willing to call the devil to his stupid, evil face. Was remarkably satisfying, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, it was practically pornographic in the amount of joy that it brought us. I mean, especially because after, you know, the previous debate, and we all sat there, you know, tied into a ball. Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy fell down a well.
Oh.
That's how we felt about the previous debate.
I don't have a well or a Timmy. What? yes, Rudeness, you said you were literally seeing a prosecutor take on a game show host, and it went exactly like you'd think that would go. By the end, she had torn him so many new holes that in him that he won't be out of his arms, legs, and chest for months. That was fairly graphic. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. It was just with a look she tore him a new one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just the faces of Kamala. They made all those screenshots. It was so beautiful. You said it was like watching the world's stupidest gorilla fall out of a tree again and again. And instead of giving up, he in his hand and then rubs his face with it, thinking it shows how strong he is, when all it does, it make him look like he has a face full of...
Yeah.
That's... know what? No one pundits like you quite like you do, Rude.
Yeah. It was a little feces heavy, I think.
The situation...
But, I mean, again,
it fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
Right.
You know?
Possibly my favorite line of the piece. It was a joy to see her treat him like the skeevy corner masturbator that he is.
Yeah.
It's true.
And by the way, I introduced Skeevy Corner Masturbator on the Stephanie Miller show last week.
She does look like...
That was when I first said it. She's looking... I was like, oh, I like that.
That's poetry.
She did look like she was looking at a guy on the subway, whacking off, just pity, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
God, you know what? You don't have to do that in front of all of us. You could just do it in your home.
Right.
But anyway, you finished. The real accomplishment was pumping up the rest of us, the choir, getting us geared up to get out there and work to make this presidency happen and the tyranny of Trump's drain on our national spirit. Oh, man, that sums it up. She showed us how to handle it with the sword of muted rage and a dagger of a smile. She really did. You know, that's leadership, Rude. When you wrote that, I thought that's what it is. She showed us how to do it. Mm-hmm. She showed us the way to do it joyfully and with a smile and with intelligence and humor. Right.
Right, but also unafraid of, whipping out the sword and swinging it at his stupid head because, on the race question where she just listed all of the ways in which he's been racist his whole life. I mean, that's like, right.
He hit another low this weekend. Do you condemn the bomb threats? Mm-hmm. Wait, the only answer is yes. Not, I don't know, depends on who's going to get blown up. Like, what? It's just... when you think that, did he, by the way, did J.D. Vance tell Dana Bash to shut up? I think he did.
He did, sort of.
I mean,
yes.
Could he be more of a D?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I am not completely on board with the whole, you know, he said he's made up the story of the cats. What he was saying is he was trying to make it into a story that get the media's attention. Well, However, I will say that I don't care that it's being misinterpreted and everybody's saying he made it up because, you know what? F them.
Yeah.
They're lying about everything.
Let's listen to it. This is 15. This is
Dana, the evidence is the firsthand account of my constituents who are telling me that this happened. And by the way, I've been trying to talk about the problems in Springfield for months, and the American media ignored it. There was a congressional hearing just last week of angel moms who lost children because Kamala Harris let criminal migrants into this country who then murdered their children. The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, he said it.
Oh, no, he absolutely said it.
I mean, I just think he's a liar. I don't believe that 11 all these constituents have come to him.
Well, but I think he's a liar, too. But, by the way, angel moms?
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't know what that
is. What the hell is angel moms? Is that just...
But also, the mainstream media hasn't been reporting these cat things because they didn't exist.
They don't happen.
There wasn't a second independent verifiable source that they could go to that would verify this story, so they didn't run with it.
No.
That's what responsible journalists do.
Right, because no one wants to talk about it. That's what he says.
And by the way, if somebody was cooking cats, local media would be all over it.
Yes.
Exactly. It would have been, you want to boost your ratings, you go and get you go and film some cats on the barbecue.
This is, give me 60, so this is her response.
You just said that you're creating a story.
Public policy.
Sir, you just said that you're creating the story.
What's that, Dana?
You just said that this is a story that you've created. So the eating dogs and cats thing is not accurate.
Dana, it comes from firsthand accounts from my constituents. I say that we're creating a story, meaning we're creating the American media focusing on it.
Lame. Okay. Rude, I saved the rudest story for you because I had to.
Oh, yeah?
I had to keep a little food down, but the story about Laura Lou, Donald Trump. Okay. So.
They're totally effing.
They totally are. Effing. They so are.
I believe I was on this a month ago.
You certainly were. You were at the forefront of this story, sir.
But again, it's a story about the media. Dean Obadala said, here is a real photo of Trump and Loomer together. They are a couple. The corporate media is literally missing a huge story right in front of them. He said, dear corporate media, Trump dating the female version of David Duke in the closing months of a presidential campaign is newsworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay.
When he's appearing everywhere with her and his supposed wife, and let's go ahead with wife in quotation marks, is not nowhere to be seen, then yeah, that's a story. And did I hear right this morning that it was that Milo, whatever his name
is,
said,
yeah, that was gross. It was
she quoted Trump as saying it was the best blow of his life. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did it again.
Just rest in his stomach on her head.
Oh my God.
Well, she grabs the diaper in the back.
Oh, God.
Stop
oh, no.
it. His name is Rude.
His name is Rude. Yeah. I brought up.
Yeah. It's in the
and
name.
That's before I even played these Laura Loomer.
Ugh. God.
Oh my God.
Okay. She got the protest.
They've taken it so far. And you know, if I was a leftist journalist, if I was a Democrat, oh my God, the media would be up in arms if the Republican media was doing this to a left-wing journalist. Oh my God, they're misogynists. They're bullying a woman. They're trying to Monica Lewinsky her. They're demonizing her. They're trying to discredit the fact that she's a working woman. I mean, look, I know that Kamala Harris sucked to get where she is today.
So wait, did she just undercut her entire point right
yes,
there?
Yes, she did.
She did.
Yes. She did.
Oh my God, she's such an effing idiot. Which of course means that she's a Trump fan.
Oh my God. I just, this, you know, we would never pay attention to stuff like this, right, Chris, back in the day?
No.
Because they weren't on the president's plane
right.
going to a debate and to a 9/11 memorial. Oh, my God, one more. Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay, and she had to sleep with Willie Brown in order to get to the top.
Oh.
But some of us women, right, we actually work hard. Some of us women have no desire to have sexual affairs with politicians or men with elite political status
really?
To climb the ladder.
Really?
I know
really?
That Kamala Harris can't say the same, but, you know, believe me when I say that that's not me. Or as Kamala Harris likes to say, they ain't like us, right? She ain't like me. I ain't like her. Right? I don't suck. To get to the top. That's what Kamala Harris does.
That's not what Milo says. Okay, so when this whole story blows, save those sound bites.
Yeah.
Did you say this whole story blows?
Did I just say blows?
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Blows up. You know what I meant. Journalistically, yeah, Rude blows up when this story blows up about Loomer BJs.
And you know, again, I just have to say, Kamala Harris did not have sex with every voter in California in order to become attorney general or senator. So it's like,
okay.
It's just the stupidest damn thing, you know?
Can I also take, I feel like only you can I discuss this with Rue, but I take issue. I do not think she gives good jobs. I'm just saying, if that much collagen or whatever.
Filler.
No.
Filler.
Right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Well,
I don't.
I mean.
She can't even move her lips. Okay. Sorry.
Well, yes, the lips. I mean, the lips would definitely, you know, offer some.
Those kinds of
some
lips.
Additional, if he could feel anything down there.
Those kinds of lips are called sea-sucking lips.
Yeah, they are.
DSLs. DSLs.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no movement in them. Okay.
But that's what they're called.
That's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know but then it's all tongue.
Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, well, tongue, of course.
Duh.
Maybe a little teeth for some friction.
It depends on the person.
Obviously, her tongue isn't paralyzed.
I got to go talk to the dinosaurs on the big white telephone. So I got to drive the porcelain bus now. So we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
All right. You know what? Anytime you want to consult with me about this
sure.
kind of thing,
yep.
I'm happy to.
All right. Love you. Mean it.
Thanks, Rue.
Bye bye. Goodbye. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Oh, my golly.
Oh.
I'm just saying, America's only progressive phone company. Jody Hamilton's new about 20 years ago. What? How? Why? Why does it take me so long to catch up? I'm a straggler.
You're young.
Uh-huh. That's right. If I were as old as you, I would have known
about
this.
Exactly.
They've donated over $95 million to all the causes close to your
That's
heart.
That's a lot of money.
Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You get everything you need in a phone company, the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. And for back to school, they will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors, too. That's helping provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Oh, my God. That
is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will distribute about $30 million in federal money to increase internet access. The American Rescue Plan money will loan devices to more than 50,000 households, and more than 30,000 homes will get free Wi-Fi. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be a bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People in Wisconsin Dells are reeling after remains found in two rivers were identified as Elijah Vu. He'd been missing for 7 months. He lived in Wisconsin Dells with his mom, but went missing from her boyfriend's house in Manitowoc County. Remains were found in two rivers, and on Friday, authorities confirmed they had found the toddler. A cause and manner of death have not been released yet. Neighbors in the Dells said he was sweet and funny, and any of them would have helped his mother out if she needed it. She and her boyfriend have been in jail for months, charged with child neglect. It's widely believed that more charges could be coming. And Madison is now under a week away from the bus rapid transit line launch. Now is a good time to get used to those red bus-only lanes on your commute, and you can figure out your route if you take the bus every day. You can also get the new digital money cards, Fast Fare. The BRT system officially begins on Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Currently 63 degrees.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the live one-on-one discussion with Nancy Pelosi. Hear what the first female Speaker of the House thinks about the state of politics and the presidential election, Monday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. Live coverage of Nancy Pelosi from Idea Fest, Monday night, September 16th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
News about this assassination plot and the individual they caught. And I have two questions. Evidently, he's been convicted of a felony, or more than one felony. But yet he was able to travel to Ukraine in 2022. Right. So I wonder how he had a passport, number one. And number two, more importantly, is how much money has Trump charged Secret Service to house Secret Service agents?
A lot.
Because we heard way back when that he was charging an arm and leg for him to stay there. So how much money is he taking away from their budget to protect him?
Yeah. Yeah, no, those are good points. Thank God they did a lot better than they
did.
Butler, the guy spotted the one Secret Service agent that got spotted him and you know, was able to fire
Scare him at least,
he took off. Sure. So Chris, what? Who said my beautiful half Haitian mother will be roasting a pig tonight, just like Kamala Harris did during the debate?
Princess Tiana.
No, Stephen Curry. Oh. Night night, Donald. That's what Stephen Curry does. He does night night when he's beat someone. Okay.
Is that a sports thing?
That's a sports ball thing. It's a basketball sports ball thing situation. Okay. Aaron Rupar, thank you. This election is a referendum with whether the American electorate is smart enough to keep self-governing, like a dementia test, but for our whole country. Mm-hmm. It is true. It is true. Susan in Wisconsin. Hi, Suze.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good to be
on your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just had a comment. My sister was discussing this with me last night about the cat thing, and I guess it came from, as I understand it, from a woman who posted a thing on Facebook about her neighbor lost her cat, and from there kind of blew up, and this woman is now feeling really badly about it, and she is also getting stressed. So it just goes to show how much social media can create a firestorm that is really, in my words, stupid. And it's the same thing they did with Chinese people, Chinese restaurants. They would use cats for your it wasn't chicken, it was cats. That stuff, just because people are so racist.
Yeah, and not to mention all the anti-Asian attacks Donald Trump inspired with the stupid Kung Flu and China virus. Steve Bannon said a radical suggestion for a candidate seeking public office. If someone asks you to denounce bomb threats, you should respond, yes, I denounce bomb threats. This isn't complicated. And yet he was asked if he denounced the bomb threats, and he said, I don't know what happened with the bomb threats. I know it's been taken over by illegal immigrants, which, again, is a lie. But okay. This last one I saved because it's happy clappy. Springfield residents supporting local Haitian restaurants is the America I believe in.
Yep.
Me too. Let's make sure that's the America that wins in November. 58 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jurors coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week, as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.